Good morning and welcome home, everyone. Wow, it's loud today. All right. So welcome home, those joining us on site and online. And we have entered into Holy Week today. All right. It's Holy Week. It's Palm Sunday. And we come once again that we gather as a community, as God's children and God's people, to worship, to fellowship, and to be with God. So before we end, I'll actually say, being on a Sunday service is like going on a journey, all right, to encounter God and also to discover that God has always been on this journey with us. I was talking to Jonathan earlier. We were casually chatting before service. Where did Lent go? So I hope Lent has been a very fruitful time for season for you, bearing fruits. And some of you may be struggling through this period. Regardless of where we are, I invite you, before we go into this, continue on this journey, take a pause, reflect, and perhaps ask ourselves. I asked myself this question this morning. I was on making my way to church. Where am I on this journey of the eternal and divine passion? Right? One of my favorite spiritual practices is actually a spiritual exercise. Right? It's called imaginative prayer. So I invite you, perhaps, right, if you're looking for a spiritual practice, to engage yourself in a deeper conversation with God. And if you're an imaginative person, as you're reading the scriptures, as you're meditating, I'd like you to imagine, right, recall what you have known about the Holy Week, the scenes, the sights and sound, right? Ask God for this grace. Lord, show me where I am on this journey. Right, and to close your eyes and imagine the sight and sound and being there. Where do you see yourself at? Who do you see yourself as? Where is Jesus? And I often find myself sometimes being the poor, helpless, maimed, lying on the street, walking. Seeing Jesus walking past. Sometimes I see myself trailing behind Lord Jesus, going after his tunic. And sometimes I see myself as a centurion, looking with apathy, anger, or ambivalence of all this going around me. And they are all fine. Pray that this season to come, God will open your eyes and show you where you are on this divine journey and where the Holy Spirit is leading you. And may you go ever deeper into this journey to encounter God in this season. So to prepare our hearts to encounter God at a deeper level, at a heart level, and prepare to receive the word and message from God, let us rise together in body and in spirit to respond to the call to worship. Hungry for meaning, welcome home. Thirsty for purpose, welcome home. Yearning for comfort, welcome home. Burning for challenge, welcome home. Ready for learning, welcome home. Eager for serving, welcome home and welcome to worship. Now let us join the worship team in a time to worship.
Blessings bring. In a world where we feel so unloved, where the words of people cut so deep, God, we need your touch. In a world where we are cast aside, where the wrong and right is black and white, God, we need your touch. A ray of light sneaks through a crack. It strikes the ground and starts to spread. It's what begins to fill this place. God's love will always find its way into our hearts, into the frame. It takes us in its warm embrace. Welcome the King of Glory. Above and far above the earth, our voices raise His praise. We sing with the host of heaven, all our blessings bring. In the world where we live and rightless rage, where disaster lurks, we flee away. God, we need Your. In the dark and secret hiding place, where we yearn to see Your loving face, God, we need Your touch. A ray of light sneaks through a crack. It strikes the ground and starts to spread. It's what begins to fill this place. God's love will always find its way into the frame. It takes a seat.
Turn to the person on the left and right and welcome each other.
Welcome, welcome home.
Welcome, 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 welcome home. Let's sing welcome.
Welcome,
welcome,
Before I was made, the world began. You spoke it to life. The spark of love you place in my heart, and I will praise you for all my days, and I will love you with all my heart. I will praise you for all my days, and I will love you with all my heart. You are the answer to all my prayers. The pain and the sorrow wash away in your name. You are the candle that lights my way. Whenever I'm lost, I can trust in your name. I can trust in your name.
Sorry.
washed away in your name. And you are the candle that lights my way. Wherever I'm lost, I can trust in your name. You are the answer to all my prayers. The pain and the sorrow washed away in your name. And you are the candle that lights my way. Whenever I'm lost, I can trust in your name. I can trust in your name.
Please be seated. And let us pray. And today the prayer will be divided into several sections. And when I say, Lord, in your mercy, please respond with, hear our prayer. Let's pray. Blessed are you, Lord God, as the Jerusalem crowds proclaim the entry of your Son, Jesus Christ. You have opened the way to glory. In him, the world is seen in greater depth, and in him is the way to eternal life. Lord, you ease our troubled hearts as we put our faith in you. Continue to teach us to walk in your way and rejoice in your truth so that we may know the fullness of life eternal. Father, we bring to you the pain and anguish of your children in the troubled parts of your world. Help us to restore a peaceful world, a world of love, compassion and respect, a world where your face is seen and respected, and love shines in the faces of all your children. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift in prayer the ministry team, especially Pastor Miak and Pastor Pauline. We pray for your church and for those who preach the word, that with one voice, the cry will be for peace, justice, and reconciliation. Help us, as members of your body, to seek your face in the crowd. Let us hear your voice, calling us always to love our neighbor, to reach out and take the hand of all in need. With a promise in mind, we pray for the success in all our ministries here in FCC. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who live in distress, for those who are ill in hospitals and care homes, for those who are living with chronic illness, those whose days and nights are full of pain. O God, you know the depths of human suffering. Be with all who suffer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this coming Holy Week, help us to be faithful. Help us to walk with you the way of redemption, not averting our eyes from the suffering around us, but finding your love that is always present. May all know the salvation you bought by your suffering love on the cross. We give thanks on this Palm Sunday loving God. For Jesus, as he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. Not an earthly king, but a heavenly king. A king who would be a servant. You call us to be different and to serve our king. We pray that difference will help us bear the fruit of your spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Tell a message of, so I have a word. Break it at your feet, Lord, it's less than you deserve. If I'm more beautiful, more precious than the oil, some of my desires, fullness of my joy. Like you spill your blood, I spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an that I have left, so I have a word. I laid it at your feet, Lord, it's less than you deserve. And though I've little strength, and though my days are few, you gave your life for me, so I will live my life for you. Like you spill your blood, spill my heart as an offering to my King. Here I am, take me as an offering. Here I am, giving
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this Palm Sunday as we begin Holy Week. I will first say that thank you for those who are physically present here for being patient. I think that we have some technical issues and you are kind of sitting in the dark and things may trip, but the service will go on, right? Welcome. Good morning. There are a couple of new folks who I don't recognize who joined us this Sunday physically. And here at FCC, we do things a little bit differently. So I want to first invite you to log into Menti. We use Menti as a means to interact. Today, much less of an interaction because it will come right at the end. But good to scan it, your phone, or you can go to fcc.li/menti. So, and you can, at the end of the sermon, there's a space for you to enter your thoughts, reflections. There's a question that I'll prompt you and ask. So I invite you to join us using that, whether you're online or you're physically here. So will you join me in prayer? God, may the words from my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you. Amen. So here at FCC, we have always emphasized the importance of looking at Holy Week more holistically, from Palm Sunday to Maundy Thursday to Good Friday to Easter Sunday. That's why we have services, you know, on Thursday, no, today, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And it is the busiest week for us here, right? And we have said before, we cannot talk about resurrection, that's Easter Sunday, without talking about death, that's Good Friday. We cannot talk about death without talking about love, that's Maundy Thursday. And we cannot talk about love without talking about resistance, and that is today, Palm Sunday. I preached during Holy Week at least 12 times, working here for 12 years, right? And this time, I learned something new. And every year, I try to think about something new, and it was quite a struggle. This year, I learned that the word triumph, right, actually describes a ceremony held publicly to celebrate the military achievements of an army commander of the Roman Empire. So when we say Jesus entered triumphantly, it is a direct reference to a military parade. Yet, Jesus entered triumphantly into Jerusalem, not on a war horse, but a donkey, revealing a different kind of victory and a different kind of king. So this time, I wonder how to revisit Holy Week with fresh eyes, right? And so I reread Marcus Borg and John Dominic Crossan's book, The Last Week. And here it is. And they traced Holy Week in the Gospel according to Mark because it is the Gospel that went all the way to chronicle Jesus' last week on a day-to-day basis. So it's starting from today, Palm Sunday. It starts from chapter 11, verse 1, right? And I have went to the Bible and I picked up all the subheadings, right, in the Bible. That's not really in the text. And then created this chart, right? Verse 12, it says, on the following day, on Monday, that Jesus cleansed the temple. And then on Tuesday, the very next day, Jesus teaches in the temple. And that's where he taught, you know, what is the greatest commandment, right? And many other things as well. So, and then we go on to Wednesday, where Jesus was anointed by the woman with the alabaster jar of perfume. And Judas agrees to betray Jesus. And then on Maundy Thursday, Then we have, oops, I'm moving too fast. That we have the Last Supper and the Jesus' arrest, Peter's denial. And then on Good Friday, we have that Jesus was handed over to Pilate, and then the Jesus' crucifixion. And we'll journey through that this week, right? And of course, on Saturday, there is no description. It's the Sabbath, interestingly enough. And on Sunday, it's the resurrection of Jesus. Originally, I wanted to look through the events of this week through the lens of the person with the water jar from Mark 14, the man with the water jar who led Jesus' disciples to the upper room, right? I wanted to invite you to enter this person's shoes, witness the events through their perspective, because this person is interesting, right? This is a person, a man, described as a man, but is doing something that's gender not conforming, fetching water. But as Pauline and I discussed with the worship team, one song emerged as the anchoring song throughout these services, and we wanted to have these services flow through, right? So I'll bring you through. And that is Alabaster Jar. So instead of the person with the water jar, I am narrating the events of Holy Week through the eyes of this woman who anointed Jesus with perfume from an alabaster jar at Bethany. She represents a different kind of follower, actually a model follower, compared to especially the male disciples. She listened and got what Jesus said. She believed. That's why she went to anoint Jesus with a very, very expensive jar of perfume, worth almost a year's wage. Jesus said three times in the Gospel of Mark how he will be arrested and killed. And you know what? We often don't read what's the following parts, right? How did the disciples respond? You know what were they concerned about? Who's the greatest amongst them? Who gets to sit on Jesus' left and Jesus' right in glory? But this woman, like many of the women disciples, listened and got it. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will be told in memory of her. Yet we do not know her name." How do we remember her then? Why do we remember her? My professor, Mary Tolbert, an expert on the Gospel of Mark, suggests that every time there's a character that's not named in the Bible, it is an invitation for us to step into the shoes of that character. That character is us. So today, I want to do things a little differently. You know, we are already FCC, we do things a little differently, and then today even more differently. And I'm very aware that we have more than usual number of newcomers who may not be familiar with how, you know, with FCC. So I want to invite you to be patient and to experiment and sit into the discomfort. If this is not the way people usually preach, what? And join us for a different kind of sermon. As I take on the character of the woman who anointed Jesus with an alabaster jar of perfume, today's sermon is written like a journal entry, right, of this woman as the gospel is preached. So what she had done will be told in memory of her. Sunday, I heard that Rabboni will be coming to Jerusalem the beginning of the week of Passover. So I joined the crowds to welcome him. Rabboni rode on a donkey down the Mount of Olives, just like the prophet Zechariah said, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. You know, in the beginning, we were a little bit frightened. We didn't know whether we should join and watch him marching or not. Well, more than little. Because the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, was also entering Jerusalem. And he was entering with centurions, soldiers, and cavalry. Some of us were afraid that they may come after us. We suffered in the past under the Egyptians. We remember how God led us to liberation. This is why we're celebrating Passover this week. And yet, today, we are now suffering under the Romans. I joined the crowds because they said, He is the Messiah. He will liberate us. He will free us. Some of us half believed it. Some of us have no choice but hope. And when we shouted, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. We were crying out, Hosanna, save us. Save us if you are the Messiah. I never felt that way before. I really feel that things will change. Things will finally change. Monday. There was some drama at the temple today. Rabbi went into the temple and began driving out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. Rabbi said, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. You know what? He was teaching from the prophets. The prophets taught that God insisted not just on justice and worship, but on justice over worship. The high priest, the chief priests, the scribes, they were just concerned with the rituals, but not justice. God had repeatedly said, I reject your worship because your lack of justice. But never, ever, ever, I reject your justice because of your lack of worship. The Rabboni was very worked up, just like the prophets. Just like Amos. I despise your festivals. I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your feathered animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Just like the prophet Hosea, I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. Just like Micah, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with 1,000s of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? The Lord has told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. What to me are the sacrifices, says the Lord? I have enough burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fat beasts. I do not delight in the bulls or the lambs or of the goats. When you come to appear before me, who asked this from your hand? Trample my courts no more. Bring offerings is futile. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and calling of congregation, I cannot endure solemn assemblies with iniquity. Your new moons and your appointed festivals my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I'm weary of bearing them. When you stretch out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Remove the evil from evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rescue the oppressed, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. That's what the prophet Isaiah said. These teachings of the prophets I cling on to: justice, mercy, righteousness. Yet, so often, it's not how things are with the chief priests and the scribes. Rabboni criticized them. Rabboni taught from the prophet Jeremiah when he said, "Den of robbers. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and let me dwell with you in this place. Do not trust in these deceptive words. This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you truly amend your ways and your doings, if you truly act justly with one another, if you do not oppress the alien, the orphan, and the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place, and if you do not go after other gods to your own hurt, then I will dwell with you in this place, in the land that I gave to your ancestors forever and ever. Here you are, trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, make offerings to Baal, go after other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, 'We are safe,' only to go on doing all these abominations? Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your sight?" Go now to my place that was in Shiloh, where I made my name dwell at first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, say the Lord, and when I spoke to you persistently, you did not listen. When I called you, you did not answer. Therefore, I will do to the house that is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place I gave to you and to your ancestors, just what I did to Shiloh." I don't know if people realize what Rabboni was saying. He was saying that if God's temple is used as a place of where worship is substituted for justice, then God will destroy the temple, since it has been a haven for perpetrators of injustice and a den for robbers. Because Shiloh was where the Ark of Covenant was enshrined before it was moved to this temple, and it was destroyed by the Philistines. When the men shared that with me, I wasn't in the temple then, because I'm a woman, I could not be there. I was afraid for Rabboni. Because when the prophet Jeremiah had finished speaking with all the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, "You shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, 'This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant?'" And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. I'm afraid that the chief priests and the scribes and those in power will kill him. I remember Rabboni saying it 3 times. The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, the scribes, and be killed. And after 3 days, rise again. Tuesday, Rabboni continued to teach in the temple. He taught of a different kingdom. And the Pharisees and the Herodians tried to trap him but failed. And everyone was amazed at his teachings. He taught that the greatest commandment is to love God and to love our neighbor. To love God above all else means giving to God what belongs to God: our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. These belong to God, not to Caesar. This is radical monotheism. If God is Lord, then the lords of this world, Caesar, and all his incarnations throughout history are not. And to love one's neighbor as oneself means to refuse to accept the divisions rendered by the normalcy of civilizations, those divisions between the respected and the marginalized, the righteous and the sinners, the rich and poor, friends and enemies, Jews and Gentiles. Jesus' radical combination of these two commands from Jewish scripture elicits a positive response from the scribe. "You are right, teacher." Then the scribe repeats what he has just heard from Jesus with something remarkable. "This is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." Taken together, they must be taken together. Those action word combinations proclaim the already present kingdom of God against both the already present Roman imperial power and the already present Jewish high priestly collaboration. Jerusalem had to be retaken by a non-violent Messiah rather than a violent revolution. And the temple ritual had to empower justice rather than excuse one from it. What is involved for Jesus is an absolute criticism not only of violent domination, but of any religious collaboration with it. In that criticism, he stands with the prophets of Israel, such as Zechariah for the anti-imperial entry against violence, and Jeremiah for the anti-temple action against injustice. But he also stands against those forms of Christianity that are used throughout centuries to support imperial violence and injustice. Wednesday. I kept thinking what happened at the temple 2 days ago and what he taught in the temple yesterday. Rabboni has said 3 times. The Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed. The chief priests and the scribes were definitely worried about Rabboni's radical teachings and how influential he was on the crowd. The more I think about it, the more I think that they really condemned him to death, so he cannot create trouble anymore. His disciples didn't think the same way, though. They were more concerned about who among them were the greatest, who gets to sit at Rabboni's side in glory. But I really believe that he is the Messiah, that he will change things, that his way is God's way and will bring about God's kingdom. But his way is fraught with danger and difficulty and death. And so today, I brought to the house of Simon the leper an alabaster jar of nard to anoint Rabboni before his burial. This alabaster jar is all I have of worth. I break it at your feet, Lord. It's less than you deserve. You are far more beautiful, more precious than the oil. The sum of all my desires and the fullness of my joy. You are the sum of all my desires. My desires for a different world. A world where all are beloved, all are cared for, all are respected, all are free. A world where nobody is in need, nobody abandoned, nobody lives in fear. A world where justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. That is the sum of my desires. No longer I want to see anyone killed because of who they are. No one killed because they disagree. No one cast aside because they think or others think that they are not good enough. No one giving up on themselves because they think that they are unworthy. That's not what Rabboni taught. Rabboni taught that all of us are loved, that we are all to love one another. I know you ask of me not only of the material things that I have, all that I have in this alabaster jar, but also you ask me to follow you on your way, to love even those who oppress me, to resist without resorting to violence, to envision a world where there's no longer them and us, no more divisions, just us. Just like how you ate with the respected and the marginalized, the righteous and the sinners, the clean and the unclean, the lepers, the rich and the poor, the Jews and the Gentiles. This is the good news you proclaim, Rabboni. the good news that sets all of us free. This kingdom of God that you announce, where all of us are sisters, brothers, siblings. I know things are going to get really, really bad. Really, really soon. But I know I will follow you even if it costs me everything. Even if it costs me my life, I will follow you. Here I am. Take me as an offering. Here I am, giving every heartbeat for your glory. Take me. Not just when I go to the temple and make offerings. Every heartbeat. Not just what I have or the loose change, but all of me. That is how to love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. Rabboni, you said, if any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it. We end today on Wednesday. I want to invite you to come on Maundy Thursday. It will be a different kind of service. We will have commemoration of the Last Supper, and we will have the washing of feet. If you do not want to participate in the washing of feet, that's fine. But that has been our tradition. But we also do it rather differently from other church communities. So invite you to come experience on Thursday. On Friday, we have our Good Friday service as we continue the story and how this journal continues to Friday. How would it end? How do we face death? So today, I only have one mentee question. It's not an easy one. What is the alabaster jar you are willing to break to follow Christ? And what is that one thing of worth that you are struggling to give up to follow Christ? We sing, take me, every heartbeat. It's not easy. There are many things I struggle to give up. And that's okay. We are all works in progress. We all struggle to be followers of Christ. Yet the ways of the world the ways of the empire is so much more seductive, so much more comfortable, so much easier. Even though the answers are short, thank you for your vulnerability. This question, this page, mentee, will be open till Thursday evening, because I know some of you join us online after the service has been broadcast. And we have been thinking about being able to include your voices. Even though you're watching after the event, you can still participate in our mentee. These answers reveal our hearts, reveal our continuing journey. Perhaps these are the things that we need to die to so that we can be free and fully alive. Thank you for reflecting with me, being vulnerable with everyone. And I pray that the next services, when we sing Alabaster Jar, you can sing it with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. Sing it because you mean it. That every heartbeat for God's glory. Amen.
We gather each Sunday at this table, even though at this time we are not all physically together. The table of God's feast transcends time and space, because God's love transcends all boundaries. So this table recognizes no boundaries. Here at FCC, we celebrate an open table. This means you do not have to meet any criteria. You do not have to be a member of FCC. You do not have to be baptized. You only need to recognize that God's grace is sufficient. The cross is two lines intersecting. The cross is where sorrow meets joy, where pain meets healing, fear meets faith, death meets resurrection, hate meets love. This table is at the intersection where two lines meet. This table is the declaration that love is stronger. Love is stronger than hate, stronger than death. This table where we break bread is the table of love, the center from where love flows.
This table is one of awareness, awakening of forgiveness, of reconciliation, of salvation, of love.
With grateful hearts, we break the space of history to share in your vision of sharing at your table where all are equal, all are free.
We ask you to bless this bread and this cup. Through this meal, make us the body of Christ, that we may join with you in promoting the well-being of all creation. Amen.
We remember on the night when Jesus and the disciples had their last meal together. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it. He gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat it, and as often as you do, remember me." In the same way, he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to the disciples. He said, "Drink this, all of you. This cup is the new covenant, poured out for you and for many. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." I invite the steward to come. For those at home, this is the time where you can take your elements and prepare your heart. We will take it together. Is there anyone who has not received the elements but want to take it? Thank you. God bless these simple elements so they will nourish and strengthen us in body and in spirit. Let us partake the elements together. May I invite you to stand in body or in spirit to join in this prayer. Lord, make us the instrument
of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And when there is sadness, joy.
O divine Master,
grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we are received, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Be seated.
Thank you. Okay, good morning and welcome home once again, everyone. Right, thank you, Miri, for leading us through communion. Though there are small hiccups, right, everybody stay calm, and that's good. All right, let's trust and be at peace. And thank you, Miak, for the message. It's a very refreshing take in terms of how the message is being delivered on Palm Sunday, taking a fresh perspective, right, being immersed in Scripture and in the scene. So, welcome once again, those who are joining online. Like we mentioned on site, there we are seeing new faces. So as part of like being welcoming each other into God's family, right? Let's turn to one another once more, right? Because now we have like streaming in steadily. Let's turn to one another and say hi, right? Let's smile, nod, and let's give our love and peace to one another. Because love and service and justice is worship. When we love one another, it's an act of worship and love towards God. So, for those who have newly joined us, let's go to the next slide where we are looking at the welcome home message. Right, if you are new with us online or on site, we'd like to invite you to go to fcc.li/welcome or simply scan the QR code so that we may know you better, where you're coming from, and how we can serve you better. Okay, every month we have a newcomers meeting at the end of the month. For this month of March, the newcomers meeting is happening today right after service. So if you are new with us, it's just a short session to meet with the pastors and the leaders of the church so that we can welcome you, share with you, right, what we are here to do, what our mission, and for you to maybe just know us, raise questions so that you can get to know us better. For those who are joining us online or watching in, right, you can, if you're new with us, you can join our next newcomers meeting, because we do have provision for online newcomers to join us, right, through Zoom. So the next one will be on 28th of April. If you're in person, you're able to join us today, you can join us for next month. Right? If you have any question, right, or you're interested, if you're interested, fill out the form, or if you have a question, go to info@freecomchurch.org. Next, we move on to the act of worship, right, through offering. Right, earlier, let's set me thinking, like as Miak was sharing the message, we are all invited to into the body of Christ to take on, right, the likeness of Christ. And what that means, what do that mean for me, is that we are all to enact justice as a king, to render our life and service to God as a priest. That's why there's the saying, right, we are a nation of priesthood, right? We're people of God. And each of one of us are given that holy responsibility of being a custodian to the temple of God. And what is that? Our own body, our environment and community, and creation. For that's where God's Spirit dwells, right? So, in relation to that, if you have seen, right, our house is in disrepair, right? And as people of the family and of the house, I think it's appropriate to say that, you know, to give to the community, to come together to rally around our community to repair God's house, is an act of love and justice. So I invite you to go into a meditative space and prepare yourself for giving. To give, just the admin announcement on giving, there are two buckets of funds now. We have general fund that goes down to paying the monthly expenses of the church, salary and all the ongoing like subscriptions, expenses on grocery and sundries, right? It also goes towards the other pocket would be the renovation fund. So for the renovation fund, as you can see, right, the house is in disrepair. This year, our target is to gather the target of towards 100,000, all right, at the first half of the year by June, so that we can commence the renovation, all right, and during that the middle part of the year, so that by Christmas, all right, we all have a fresh environment, the house is put in order, so that God's children can continue to serve and gather, all right. So if you have done your online transfer, you have set up a standing order of monthly or regular giving, please take note that, you know, if you are still giving to a previous old building fund, right, please make a change, all right? Continue to give to your general fund if you already set that up. Change the building fund to renovation fund. The information is on the screen. If you're in person right now, say, hey, I can remember, go back and take a look at the video, all right? And you can just scroll to appropriate timestamp and then you can access the information. Alternatively, you can visit our church website. The giving information are on our website too. All right, so now I'd like to just invite all of us, all right, to come together, quieten our hearts, and come together to say the prayer for offering. Our loving and merciful God, you have come to us, being one with us, like us, walking this path of passion and suffering, showing us what it means to live fully as a person. God, we worship you. We love you because you first loved us. With what little we have of worth, we give to you. Lord, despise not our giving. We trust and we know that you love us wholeheartedly, regardless of what we have to offer. You cherish them all in your hands. We lift them up to you, God, and we ask of you to open up the heavens, to rain down your grace, your love and your blessing in each one of us here, that our life may be filled with joy and peace and love. Help us as we give these offerings to you, use them, right, multiply them so that they can be used for your glory and your purpose and restoring and healing our world and each one of us. We give thanks to you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So for those who are giving in physically, if you have a cash check or dropping it physically, you can just simply raise your hand when the stewards come to you. to take up your offering. So may I invite the stewards to come forward? Thank you. Next, we move on to the announcement. The first announcement will be on, yes, our Holy Week announcement. So, may I mention earlier, we have a special Maundy Thursday evening service, all right? There is the practice of reenactment on feet washing to experience the gospel and bring it to life, being participating in it, being part of God's passion. So this Thursday in the church, 7:30 will start. All right. So if you're able to come earlier to help with setup, we really appreciate that. All right. Come and experience the wonder of God's love. On the 29th, Good Friday morning, 10:30. All right. It'll be in church. We'll have a good Friday service. And on Easter Sunday, again at 10:30, right, on the 31st of March. So lock down the dates, lock down the time, especially the timing, right? Dates you know, but timing, right? Please take note of them. So if you are new to FCC, you have attended our newcomers meeting, or you have, may not have, but you're interested to be engaged with our community, all right? We have a program called SEED, all right? Settle Easily, Engage Deeply. It is a time-bound and limited session whereby, you know, often people feel like, you know, I'm not sure whether I want to step in the community. I may not be fully ready to commit before I get to know the community better, right? This is a safe space, right? We don't coerce. We don't like say, oh, immediately you must sign up. You need to do this and that. No, we invite you to be part of this journey to understand and to see, come into our community and take a look and see if this is the right community that can serve you and you can be also be part of to serve. All right, SEED is on season 18. Can we have a round of applause for those who are running SEED? It really is an amazing, all right, because our leaders really step forward time and again tirelessly to love and serve our community. So the SEED season 18, all right, the 18th run is in the month of April, 7, 14, 21st, and 28th. It starts at 12 p.m., right, usually up immediately after service, no more than 30 minutes usually. All right, so you can go for lunch after SEED session. If you'd like to sign up, please reach out to us, email to info@freecomchurch.org, and you can just say, hey, hi, dear pastors, FCC, right, I'd like to be part of SEED. All right, next. All right, our church continues to show care for one another. During Lent, it's about tending and loving and caring for one another, right? So, we have been, this initiative has been going on for some time. If you'd like to like receive a prayer, someone to walk with us during difficult times, you're not sure how, maybe like, oh, I'm not sure how to pray. You know, I'm perhaps new to a faith, but I'd like to receive some prayer. I have something that is weighing me down. Come. All right, immediately forward after service to the front, and we will have prayer volunteers, care volunteers, right? To pray for one, pray with you. Okay, so care is counting on all, relying on everyone. The objective, the objective is to grow a culture of care through prayer and caring for one another. So don't be shy. Come forward. Right, it's confidential. Whatever you ask to pray, right, it's not going to be publicized or anything. All right. So next, we have a special announcement. And for the next part of announcement, I'd like to invite Pastor Mark to come forward to share with us this announcement.
So several years ago, wow, was it 10 years ago? No, I think almost 10 years ago, I went to China and visited some of the LGBTQ Christian groups there. And before I went, I actually asked the church, anyone would come along? And Yen Mei wanted, just said, you know, I'll come along. We didn't know what to make of it, you know, so we were like, just journey and see. And all the while, you know, while she was with me through visiting the groups, after that we'll debrief and everything. And a few years ago, Yen Mei decided to go to seminary, right? And she's now in seminary in Hong Kong. And this summer, she's registering to do clinical pastoral education program. And she has appealed, so she has made a video, so I'd like to show the video, and I'll talk more about that after that.
Dear FCC family, I hope this message finds you well. I'm Yan Mei. I'm currently in Hong Kong pursuing a Master of Divinity at Divinity School of Chung Chi College. I've been part of FCC family since 2009, and I've been actively serving in the community as well as in the worship services till 2022 when I moved to Hong Kong to further my studies. I'm reaching out to share an exciting piece of news with you that this summer, from June to August, I'll be enrolling in the CP program, Clinical Pastoral Education Program at Minghua Theological College. CPE is a professional training program for those who are interested in pastoral care ministry. My previous internship at a funeral organization has shown me there's a profound need for pastoral care, especially for families facing terminal illness and patients in their final moments of their lives. I believe the CP program will equip me with the necessary skills to provide the compassionate care and understand the struggles of those that I minister to. This experience will be beneficial for my pastoral work as well as contribute to my personal growth. I'm reaching out to ask for your financial support to cover the cost of the CPE program. Your assistance will be greatly appreciated, and I'm thankful for the support you have shown me over the years. Thank you for considering my request, and I look forward to sharing my future experiences with you. Thank you.
So originally, I thought that maybe I'll weave this sharing. Oh, just when we are done, I will do this sharing at the part of my sermon. But I thought it was rather manipulative, lah, right? But I always see Yan Mei as very alike the woman with the alabaster jar. She gave up her job. She, you know, invested all she had to get training. So this program costs $2,200, Singapore dollars, and she's asking for help. So we have created a, on our free community church give.asia page, we have created a fundraising campaign for her to raise the funds. So if you like to give, contribute to this, what you give to here won't come to our pockets. You all are going to Yan Mei. You can scan the QR code or go to fcc.li/support Yan Mei it will be, and contribute to this. Really appreciate that. Your love and support will encourage her. I think that being there on her own, sometimes it feels like, why am I doing this, right? Why am I giving up everything? Why am I holding on? So she has really broke the alabaster jar to serve. And I believe that this CPU program will equip her with the skills when she come back and to serve in different ways. And when Molly was in Assisi Hospice, there is a huge need to care for people who are in, you know, with terminal illness or end of life issues. And I think that would be. It seems that Yan Mei has a calling for that. So I want to invite you to consider supporting Yan Mei and encourage her as well. So that's the invitation. I'd like to invite you to stand and receive the benediction. God, sometimes we hang on to the alabaster jar because it's all we have. The alabaster jar may be comforts, wealth, fame, reputation, ego. We hold on to it. But God, as we step forward, as we follow Jesus, help us step by step, sometimes kicking and screaming, to let go and to break that jar so that we are worshiping you, giving you our all, giving you and loving you with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength. For you alone are God. And in doing so, may we break in your kingdom, of justice, of love, of peace, so that we can proclaim that justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. So God, take us, and may we live every heartbeat in your glory. Go in peace, go in love, go in the name of Jesus, our Rabboni. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Please do come for our Maundy Thursday, our Good Friday, and our Easter Sunday services. For those who are new to FCC, we have our newcomers meeting right at the back right after this, so join us. Thank you.